Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating period in the financial markets, marked by unexpected twists and turns. We'll be discussing the December jobs report, its impact on Federal Reserve policy expectations, and a rather unique intervention concerning mortgage bonds.
It's a story that really highlights how sensitive markets are to information. You know, it felt like everyone had a certain narrative baked in, and then bam. The jobs report comes out and completely upends the apple cart. Traders were suddenly scrambling to revise everything they thought they knew about the Fed's next moves.
Exactly. The unemployment rate dipped lower than expected, signaling a level of economic resilience that just didn't fit the story of an economy teetering on the edge and needing immediate rate cuts. It was a fundamental shift, really erasing the market's bets on an imminent easing cycle. This wasn't just a minor blip, it was a seismic event.
And that robustness completely changed the sentiment, didn't it? The conversation immediately shifted from when will the Fed cut rates, to will they cut at all, or at least, when will they start cutting? It went from proactive easing to a much more cautious, data-dependent stance. I can only imagine the volatility that sent through the bond market.
Oh, absolutely. Bond yields, which had been trending down in anticipation of those cuts, started climbing again. Investors were repricing the likelihood of lower borrowing costs being further out on the horizon. And at the center of this storm were Lindsay Rosner from Goldman Sachs Asset Management and Blake Gwynn from RBC Capital Markets, discussing these very dynamics on Bloomberg Real Yield.
Their insights were crucial, especially in the immediate aftermath. The jobs report really challenged that soft landing narrative, didn't it? The idea that the Fed's hikes would cool inflation without causing a recession. This data suggested the economy was far more resilient than we thought.
That resilience became the key factor forcing everyone to reevaluate their timelines. It wasn't just a few weeks' delay, it suggested a potentially longer period of elevated interest rates. Understanding this market recalibration is absolutely crucial for anyone trying to navigate the interest rate environment right now.
It's a stark reminder that forecasting isn't an exact science. A single economic release can have profound consequences. And just when we thought we had a handle on this situation with the jobs data, another layer of complexity was added.
Exactly. Just as the market was digesting the jobs report and its implications for the Fed, President Trump made an announcement regarding mortgage bonds. This intervention, separate from the Fed's monetary policy tools, introduced a completely new variable into the mix.
That's right. It's a fascinating scenario where macroeconomic data and targeted policy actions intersect, creating a potentially volatile landscape. Let's dive into the jobs report first, and how it really put a dent in that soft landing narrative.
The Federal Reserve, in its role, is always walking a tightrope, isn't it? Balancing the need to combat inflation with higher rates against supporting economic growth with lower rates. The December jobs report, with its unexpectedly strong performance and that dip in the unemployment rate, directly contradicted the idea of a cooling labor market that would naturally lead to Fed easing.
It sent a clear signal that the economy's engine was still running hotter than many anticipated. Blake Gwynn's perspective, as head of U.S. rate strategy, would have focused on the technical mechanics of the market's reaction. How did bond yields adjust in real time? What were the precise shifts in Fed funds futures probabilities?
He'd be dissecting the algorithms, the trading desks, the very flow of capital reacting to this news. The mechanics of repricing those rate cut expectations become a tangible, observable phenomenon in the bond market. It's a direct consequence of new economic information hitting the wires.
And Lindsay Rosner, focusing on broader portfolio implications for fixed income investors, would be looking at how to adjust portfolios. With revised expectations for Fed policy, delayed cuts, potentially a higher terminal rate, what does that mean for duration, for attractive bond types, and for overall portfolio risk?
Her insights would delve into the strategic considerations for managing assets when the horizon for lower borrowing costs just got pushed further away. The Federal Reserve now finds itself in a very delicate position, facing a real dilemma.
Exactly. Do they lean into the strong jobs data, signal a more hawkish stance, and acknowledge that inflation might still be a concern? Or do they try to signal continued vigilance against inflation, even with cooling demand, perhaps through forward guidance that still allows for eventual easing?
It profoundly tests the Fed's communication strategy. Managing market expectations is key, but when the data sends stubbornly strong signals, that guidance becomes incredibly difficult to deliver effectively. The market craves clear forward guidance, but it's not always possible.
And that narrative of higher for longer interest rates, which was gaining traction, now has even more significant momentum. This has a cascading impact on everything from corporate borrowing costs to mortgage payments for homeowners.
Every decision, from capital expenditure plans to home buying aspirations, is colored by the perceived path of interest rates. The core tension for the Fed is balancing their desire to signal flexibility with the market's need for predictability. Strong economic data complicates that picture immensely.
It really does. And this brings us to the second major development, President Trump's intervention in the mortgage bond market. This isn't your typical central bank maneuver, it's a policy intervention on a different plane.
It's a wild card, an exogenous factor that adds a new dimension to the market's calculus. Let's try to unpack what this announcement might entail. What are the potential mechanisms through which this intervention could affect mortgage-backed securities, MBS?
How would these securities, and their relationship with benchmark Treasury yields, be altered? The announcement could involve direct intervention, perhaps through purchases or guarantees, aimed at influencing mortgage rates or housing affordability. This would create a direct link between a policy action and an asset class.
And that could potentially create divergence between Treasury yields and MBS yields. Such divergence might distort price discovery, making it harder for the market to accurately price the underlying risks and values. Blake Gwynne's expertise would be critical here.
Absolutely. Not just in understanding the mechanics of MBS and their interplay with Treasuries, but in dissecting the potential unintended consequences. Political interventions in financial markets are often complex, with ripple effects that are difficult to predict.
And Lindsay Rossner's view, focusing on portfolio management, would address the impact on bond portfolios. Investors holding MBS, or those sensitive to interest rate movements, would need to assess how this announcement affects their holdings. Does it create new opportunities or introduce new risks?
The impact could be significant, especially for those with substantial exposure to the housing finance sector. It's also worth considering historical precedents. Have there been instances where political figures directly intervened in bond markets, and what were the outcomes?
While direct interventions of this specific nature might be rare, history offers lessons about the potential for such actions to either stabilize markets or introduce new forms of instability. The market's reaction to President Trump's announcement will be a crucial indicator of its perceived efficacy and potential for disruption.
Is it seen as a stabilizing force or as unwelcome interference? This brings us to the intersection of data and policy, which is where things get really interesting.
This policy shift could be interpreted as an attempt to influence housing affordability or stimulate specific sectors, operating independently of the Federal Reserve's broader monetary policy goals. It's a reminder that markets aren't solely shaped by central bank actions. Fiscal policy and direct government interventions also play a role.
The confluence of these forces, the data-driven recalibration of Fed expectations and this new, politically motivated intervention in the mortgage bond market, creates a complex and potentially volatile landscape. So, we have these two distinct forces at play.
The robust jobs report pushing the Fed toward a more hawkish stance, and President Trump's mortgage bond announcement introducing a specific, potentially idiosyncratic influence on a key segment of the fixed income market. The intersection of these paths creates a dual challenge for market participants.
How do they reconcile the signals from macroeconomic data with the implications of a targeted policy intervention? Gwynne and Rossner's discussion would likely explore the increased uncertainty that this dual pressure creates.
It becomes significantly more difficult to forecast future market movements when you have these seemingly divergent forces pulling in different directions. The jobs data argues for higher for longer rates, while the bond announcement introduces an exogenous factor that could influence yields and liquidity independently of the Fed's path.
This creates a scenario where traditional Fed watching is complicated by an exogenous policy factor. It's like trying to navigate with two different compasses. This complexity raises questions about potential policy arbitrage and the risk of unintended consequences.
The market's ability to absorb and price in both these elements simultaneously will be a key test of its efficiency. When information is conflicting or originates from disparate sources, the process can become more challenging, leading to increased volatility. This really highlights the complex ecosystem influencing bond markets.
Moving beyond just a singular focus on monetary policy to encompass a broader range of governmental and economic factors. Now, based on all this, what are the strategic implications for investors? This is where the rubber meets the road.
Rosner and Gwynn's concluding remarks would likely offer guidance on portfolio construction and risk management. In an environment characterized by strong economic data pushing for higher rates and a novel policy intervention adding complexity, the focus must broaden.
It's no longer solely about predicting the precise timing of the next rate cut. Instead, the focus must shift to understanding the underlying resilience of the economy and the tangible impact of these various policy interventions, both monetary and otherwise.
This necessitates a shift in strategy. Traditional approaches to fixed income investing, which might have relied heavily on forecasting the Federal Reserve's actions, now need augmentation. Investors might consider increasing their duration hedging or focusing more intently on credit quality.
A key strategy, given the uncertainty, would be to await further policy clarity from both the Fed and potentially from the administration regarding the mortgage bond initiative. We might also consider the potential for uncorrelated asset performance or new opportunities arising from market dislocations.
When traditional relationships are disrupted, it can create unique investment opportunities for those who are agile and well-informed. The market may indeed be entering a phase where idiosyncratic policy events have as much, if not more, influence on specific asset classes as broad macroeconomic data.
This requires a more nuanced approach to fixed income investing, one that looks beyond simple yield curve analysis or broad macroeconomic trends. It demands a deeper dive into the specific mechanisms of policy and the potential for unintended consequences.
The key takeaway for investors is the paramount need for vigilance and a willingness to adapt strategies as new information emerges. The outlook suggests a more complex, multifaceted market environment than we've seen in recent years.
One that demands deeper analysis, strategic foresight, and a robust risk management framework. Let's delve into these expert perspectives a bit more, focusing on how Gwynn and Rosner deconstruct these dynamics.
Blake Gwynn, with his focus on the intricate mechanics of the rates market, would be keenly observing how the Treasury market reacts to any potential divergence between its pricing and that of mortgage-backed securities. If the administration's policy aims to artificially lower mortgage rates, it could create a disconnect.
This disconnect might manifest as MBS yields falling relative to comparable Treasury yields, potentially offering a temporary arbitrage opportunity but also introducing significant risk. He'd be looking at liquidity in the MBS market, the bid-ask spreads, and overall capital flow.
Lindsay Rosner, meanwhile, would be assessing the impact on the overall fixed income universe. For investors holding a diversified bond portfolio, the key question becomes how this specific intervention affects their broader exposure. Does it create a tailwind or introduce new volatility?
She might advise on strategies like actively managing duration, perhaps shortening it to mitigate the risk of rising rates, or focusing on sectors less directly impacted by housing finance. The emphasis shifts from solely reacting to the Fed to anticipating and navigating these targeted policy interventions.
What makes this even more compelling is the inherent tension between these two forces. The robust jobs report is a signal from the real economy, suggesting underlying strength that the Fed must acknowledge. It's a message that inflation might be stickier.
Conversely, a policy intervention focused on mortgage bonds, especially if it aims to stimulate housing, could be seen as fiscal stimulus. This fiscal action could inadvertently work against the Fed's inflation-fighting efforts, potentially leading to higher inflation and forcing the Fed to keep rates higher for longer.
It's a classic case of conflicting policy signals, where the market has to decipher which message holds more weight. You can sense how this unfolds when you think about the Fed's communication. They've been trying to guide markets toward a soft landing.
But now, With this additional layer of complexity, their communication becomes even more challenging. They have to contend with the possibility that fiscal policy might counteract their own objectives. This puts them in a difficult position.
Do they acknowledge the potential inflationary impact of such interventions, or do they maintain their current stance, hoping the market will see through short-term distortions? The market's interpretation of these dual signals will be crucial.
Will it lead to a more volatile period, or will the market find a new equilibrium relatively quickly? It's a fascinating dynamic to observe, highlighting the interconnectedness and often unpredictable nature of modern financial markets. This brings us to the path forward.
The dynamic we've explored, the tug-of-war between unexpected economic data and targeted policy interventions, presents a clear challenge for market participants. The December jobs report served as a stark reminder that economic resilience can quickly alter the trajectory of monetary policy expectations.
The Federal Reserve, tasked with managing inflation and employment, must constantly adapt to incoming data. The robust labor market data clearly indicated that the economy was not yet in a state that would necessitate immediate rate cuts. This recalibration forced a reevaluation of expectations.
Blake Gwynn's focus on the technical market mechanics highlights how bond yields and futures pricing adjusted in real time, reflecting the market's scramble to digest the implications of a resilient labor market for Fed policy. It was a significant repricing event.
And Lindsay Rosner's perspective on portfolio management emphasizes the need for investors to adapt their strategies. This could mean adjusting duration, credit exposure, and overall risk profiles in response to the revised interest rate outlook.
The higher-for-longer narrative, once a fringe possibility, has now been significantly reinforced. This impacts everything from corporate investment decisions to household borrowing costs. It's a fundamental shift in the interest rate environment.
Adding another layer of complexity, President Trump's announcement regarding mortgage bonds introduced a factor operating outside the traditional purview of the Federal Reserve. Such interventions can introduce new risks and distort market pricing mechanisms.
The potential for divergence between mortgage-backed securities and benchmark treasury yields exemplifies this challenge. It forces market participants to consider not just the Fed's reaction function but also the impact of targeted fiscal or administrative policies.
Ultimately, navigating this environment demands a heightened sense of vigilance and adaptability. The days of relying solely on predicting the Federal Reserve's next move may be receding. We must contend with a more multifaceted reality,
where macroeconomic data, central bank communication, and direct government policy interventions all play significant roles. This requires a more sophisticated approach to analysis and a willingness to embrace uncertainty,
and a robust framework for risk management. As we look ahead, the interplay between economic fundamentals and policy actions will continue to dictate market movements. A deep understanding of these dynamics is essential.
The market's ability to absorb and reconcile these disparate signals will be a key determinant of stability and opportunity in the period ahead. That covers our deep dive into the recent market dynamics, from the jobs report to policy interventions.
It really was a complex interplay of factors. The December jobs report demonstrated unexpected economic resilience, particularly in the labor market, which challenged the prevailing narrative of an economy needing stimulus. This led to a significant market recalibration, erasing bets on imminent Fed rate cuts and increasing volatility.
On the other hand, the Federal Reserve policy expectations shifted dramatically. The strong data forced the Fed to consider maintaining a more hawkish stance, making forward guidance more challenging and reinforcing the higher-for-longer narrative, impacting borrowing costs across the economy.
Then came President Trump's mortgage bond announcement, a direct, targeted policy intervention. While potentially influencing housing affordability, it also introduced complexity and uncertainty, risking market distortions and potentially counteracting the Fed's inflation-fighting efforts.
This led to significant market recalibration and volatility. The swift adjustment to the jobs report showed market efficiency, but the introduction of a political intervention added another layer of unpredictability, making forecasting more difficult.
And for investor strategy and risk management, the situation highlighted the need for enhanced vigilance and adaptability. Traditional Fed watching became insufficient, requiring investors to consider exogenous policy factors and implement robust risk management.
It's clear that the confluence of these factors, the jobs report's revelation of economic strength and the novel policy intervention, has undeniably reshaped the landscape for financial markets. This dual dynamic underscores the increasing complexity and interconnectedness of economic data, central bank policy, and government interventions.
The jobs report, by revealing an economy with more underlying strength than anticipated, effectively put the brakes on the market's optimistic pricing of imminent Federal Reserve rate cuts. This single data point served as a powerful reminder that economic narratives can shift rapidly.
Blake Gwynn and Lindsay Rosner's insights illuminated the immediate and strategic implications. Gwynn's focus on technical market mechanics highlights how bond yields adjusted, while Rosner's perspective emphasizes the need for investors to adapt their strategies, potentially adjusting duration and credit exposure.
The higher-for-longer narrative has been significantly reinforced, impacting everything from corporate investment decisions to household borrowing costs. And as we mentioned, President Trump's announcement regarding mortgage bonds introduced a factor operating outside the traditional purview of the Federal Reserve.
Such interventions, while potentially aimed at specific economic goals, can introduce new risks and distort market pricing mechanisms. The potential for divergence between MBS and Treasury yields exemplifies this challenge, forcing market participants to consider multiple policy influences.
Ultimately, navigating this environment demands a heightened sense of vigilance and adaptability. The days of relying solely on predicting the Federal Reserve's next move may be receding, replaced by a need to contend with a more multifaceted reality,
where macroeconomic data, central bank communication, and direct government policy interventions all play significant roles. This requires a more sophisticated approach to analysis, a willingness to embrace uncertainty, and a robust framework for risk management.
As we look ahead, the interplay between economic fundamentals and policy actions will continue to dictate market movements. A deep understanding of these dynamics is not just beneficial, but essential for anyone seeking to chart a successful course through these shifting financial tides.
The market's ability to absorb and reconcile these disparate signals will be a key determinant of stability and opportunity in the period ahead. That brings us to the conclusion of our discussion today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a complex but crucial conversation. We've covered the impact of the December jobs report, the Federal Reserve's policy considerations, and the unique mortgage bond intervention, all painting a picture of an increasingly intricate financial market.